Hello and welcome to episode number 13 of Zion's Finest. We are bringing you another regionals report, but this one is coming from one of our out-of-towners who came in to show us how things were meant to be done. Today I'm joined by Craig Millett.
Hello.
Craig is going to tell us about his local meta. He's from Phoenix, and then he's going to tell us about how he did at regionals and give some thoughts on the meta. But first off, just a few housekeeping items. One is we want and need all the iTunes reviews we can get. Thank you, everybody, who has given us 5-star reviews. We love them. If you've got any feedback, we'd love to hear it. Again, we want to shout out the new Imperial Assault podcast, Optimal Bombardment. They have released a second episode. This one was another regionals report. The guy who is on the podcast, he won regionals, actually. I think it was the Muncie, Indiana regionals. He was running an Ugnaught swarm, which we will forgive him for doing. But he's got a great report in terms of going through the matches, giving some thoughts on where the Ugnaughts are at. It's really good, especially because here in our local meta and at our Utah regionals, no one was running Ugnaughts. I think everyone was kind of scared away by Vader. But the optimal bombardment people ran it, and it seems like it did really well. So give that a listen. And one more time, there are tons of battle reports on the FFG Imperial Assault Skirmish Forum. So if you are looking for list ideas or something like that, they have got some great resources in terms of people who have won regionals with a good variety of lists. I think every faction has won at least a major regional as of now, which is just awesome. And then finally, join us on the Slack. You send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com. We're constantly doing list building, critiquing, talking about Imperial Assault, different strategies, talking about figures that we love, figures that we think are underplayed. It's a ton of fun, and so we'd love to get everybody possible on it. But let's let Craig introduce himself. Craig, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, yeah. My name's Craig Millett. I live here in Phoenix, Arizona. I've been playing Imperial Assault since it first came out. I played a little bit of X-Wing before then. Got into X-Wing maybe around Wave 3 or so, but I stopped playing that kind of when Imperial Assault came out, made Imperial Assault my main game. My claim to fame is that I won the Arizona Regional in 2016.
Okay.
That's when Trooper Swarms were viable. I won it with a trooper spam list, yeah.
That's awesome. What kind of a Trooper spam?
It was two sets of elite stormtroopers, a set of elite snowtroopers. I think I had regular heavy troopers and then some officers mixed in there.
That's cool. It's a very cool list.
But yeah, it was fun. And then I took something similar to Nationals, but I wasn't quite prepared for all of the spies that showed up at the Nationals at the Origins.
That's right. That's when the Blaze Troopers became really prevalent.
Huh? Yes. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I've always liked to run Stormtroopers. I've been playing more Imperials than anything, but I've tried out some Rebel lists, but Imperials is what I like to run. I ran General Weiss for a while when he was okay when the game first started. He was pretty. I had a pretty good list with him and some troopers. But yeah, I think, so because of that, I leaned towards using the ADDP.
ATDP?
ATDP, yeah. And so that's, I included that in my list for this regionals. But yeah, that's where I'm coming from.
That is awesome. I'm going to ask you, do you think that elite jets are underrated or overrated?
I think they're pretty solid. I don't elite jet troopers. Yeah, I like running them. I maybe should have run two of them, but I only ran. I had one in my list for the regional. But yeah, I really like them.
So you think they're rated just right? Because everyone seems to think they're amazing, but not like, you know, the best. They're not overpowered or anything. But
right, yeah, I don't think they're overpowered. I mean, the elite jets, they only have 7 health, but I do like the ability they can turn a block into a surge block if needed. That's pretty great.
Yeah, especially with Zillow. I mean, Zillow has just completely changed the math on though. It hasn't done enough for stormtroopers and snowtroopers, maybe heavies. I've heard about people bringing heavies back, but Zillow has just done so much for elite jets, and it looks like riots. I think riots are going to continue to rise in terms of playtime as people get exposed to them and get tired of playing Vader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about your list. What were you? What did you bring to the Utah Regionals?
Yeah, so I brought it was a set of elite sentry droids, elite jet troopers, ATDP, Palpatine, and two officers. I think that was, and then I had Zillow, of course. That's almost an auto include now, but and then I had targeting computer on the elite jet troopers. I like the reroll on them.
I do too. Especially because it's a lot of times jets only need one surge, and many times you're going to get to where you're just going to have too many surges, and it's so nice to be able to roll for just an additional damage.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. So why did you bring that list? I mean, it's not an uncommon list, but why was it that you assembled that particular list in terms of like what were you hoping to do?
Yeah, I was hoping to get multiple attacks with bringing Palpatine in, the AT, ATDP. Maybe I'll just call it the DP.
There you go.
there we go. With Palpatine, you can get three attacks from that guy, as long as you don't get stunned or anything. But I actually didn't run up against any rebels that had stun or anything, so I got lucky there, but maybe unlucky in other places. But I like running Imperials, and I guess I didn't have to borrow an elite jet trooper card.
Good point.
Just come with stuff I already had. And in my practice games, it did pretty well. Practice against some Vader and some rebels with Han, and I did pretty well. But I didn't end up doing too well at the regional itself. But maybe because I didn't practice having timed games, I think we played out all our games.
Oh, really?
And it does really well in the long game. People can take out if people focus down the DP. You still have your jet troopers that can come in and do a lot of damage, and the sentry droid or sentry, yeah, the sentry droids, they can do a lot of hurt too, and especially if you get into the extra attacks from Palpatine and even Palpatine himself, he can kind of clean up some stuff with if he gets in there and with his force lightning and stuff, so. It does pretty well, but maybe not necessarily for timed games. So maybe that wasn't something I was anticipating.
Yeah, let's go through your round by rounds and just tell us about, you know, just a quick summary of how you did, how the matchup was, and what you learned from the match. So round one, who did you play?
I played against Todd. I think his last name's Sieber.
Yeah, Todd Sieber. Yeah. He's a local from Salt Lake.
Yeah, and he actually had the exact same... it was a mirror match, pretty much. But he had, instead of the targeting computer, he had Rule by Fear. Yeah, we had all the same units. So that was on the Jabba's map, or the Jawa's map. Going in, mirror match, I figured maybe I could get a few more points from objectives, but it was probably just going to be who's DP? Yeah, whose DP could take out the other first or something. But he brought out the very first round. He got his DP in position where it could fire. But he had the command card. What was it?
New orders.
New orders really helped him out. But take position as well.
Oh, that's it.
He did a move, and then he had two blocks. So he's in position to get ready to fire the next round. So I could get some. I got a couple shots on him, but I only got maybe like one or two damage each shot because he had the two extra blocks and the one and eight block as well. So I wasn't getting much damage. Yeah, but then round two, he had repair and new orders. He had all the good command cards.
It's tough. I mean, if someone draws new orders early on in the game, especially with something like an ATDP, when they've got their officers, it's just very, very hard to come back from the damage that they're going to do.
Yeah. So he ended up keeping his alive longer, and he ended up winning that one. Looks like the final score was 40-17. That was round one.
Okay, round two.
Round two was against actually his brother, Shane,
yep.
Yeah. So Shane had some practice against that list. So that's right.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
But so this one was on Jabba's palace. I don't remember the scenario because that didn't really end up being super important. I started out not opening my door. He opened his door kind of early, and I considered opening my door. I had my sentry droids right next to the door, like either ready to open it. I think I just moved him in position, right next to the door, but I didn't open it. So I waited. I was maybe gonna open it round two. I moved everything else around the other side, kind of getting ready to maybe position the ATDP to fire out that way, the next round, or maybe even just move him back when the door's open, start firing back out the other way. Oh, but his list, it was like an IG-88. He had Vento and Greedo. He ended up round one, because I wasn't opening my door, but near the end of round one, he came in up and opened up my door.
Wow, that's crazy.
He ran across with, it was either Greedo or Vento. Probably Vento, because I think he has a little more speed, doesn't he?
I don't know. Vento. No, they're both speed 5.
Okay, they both have a lot of speed. Anyway, yeah. So he came across and opened my door. I had a chance to shoot at, I'm pretty sure it was Vento who opened up the door. And I think I had a chance to shoot with the ATDP, and I got a ton of damage. But then he plays on the lamb to run him away. Ugh,
of course.
And then I think he brought IG-88 out. My ADDP was able to try to trade some shots with him. But this one got down to time. I was not quite watching the time. And it was the scenario where if you picked up a crate, I believe. And I don't remember if I think I picked one up and he picked one up as well. So that didn't really matter. But yeah, if you were holding a crate, you would get 2 points at the end of the round. So we were even there, like nobody was getting any more than anybody else at the end of the round. But this one came right down to the end. Like time was called. I only had one or two people to activate. He had maybe one or two as well. But it came down to the end that I had Palpatine. And if I was able just to go two more spaces, I could have picked up a crate and won. But I... earlier in the game, to save a figure, I dropped a card to save someone. The Force user card that you can take two movement points to start Force Rush.
Force Rush.
So if I had been paying attention to the time, I would have not dropped that card.
Yeah, dang.
And I don't know. I mean, it's always kind of crazy. But if I would have picked that up, I would have won 17-16. But he ended up winning it 16-15.
That's crazy.
So it was really close. It was a fun match, but unfortunately.
Well, the other bummer is, I mean, he has On the Lamb at the very start.
That's the very
start of the game. He has On the Lamb, so it's like. Todd has got new orders and his take position card, you know, like exactly what he needs to set up. And then Shane follows up with exactly what he needs in order to get the ball rolling. So that's a bummer.
So yeah, it was a fun match. It was close, but yeah, a bummer. Ended up losing that.
So Siebert Brothers, you're done with them. Now let's move on to round three.
So round three, I played against a newer player. I think he was saying that this is only his like second or third tournament. His name is Jacob.
Oh, Jacob Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
He's a super cool guy.
I get his last name. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He's a local. He's really into X-Wing. He's really good at it, and he's also really into Armada. So he's got a strong background in FFG games.
Nice. Yeah, he was running IG-88, and I think he had a Jawa in there, so he had BT, and I think he has some HKs. So this time it was the Jabba's map or Jawa's map where you you pick up and bring the crates back to the stash.
Yep.
And I was able to pick up a bunch round one and two. I just kind of focused on that. He kind of kept his guys kind of back a little bit, and he actually ended up using IG-88 to pick up a crate, so he didn't have IG-88 in there fighting much. So I was able. So it was I ended up winning pretty solidly. It was 40 to 11 at the end of that one. Ended up winning by taking out his HKs, and I don't even know if BT was able to get off any shots either. I think as soon as he was available to shoot at, I took him down pretty quickly.
BT, anyway. He has a big, massive target on his face, so as soon as he exposes himself, you got to bring him down.
Yep. He played his HKs pretty well. The HKs kind of come up a snipe and came back a little bit.
Yeah.
So it took a little while to get those guys down, but...
Yeah.
But yeah.
Especially, I guess your sentries can trade range with them. Maybe not quite as far, but they with charge shots, they can do pretty well.
Yeah. I liked the charge shot on them. That's what I remember that one. And then, so round four was against a guy named Dustin.
Okay. Oh, Dustin was one who came from Montana.
Was he? Okay. And he had a really interesting list, and it kind of threw me off guard. But he ran – he just had four activations. He had Darth Vader, Maul, Emperor, and the Grand Inquisitor. And this is on Nal Hutta, the one where you control the points.
Shielded.
So I felt I had kind of the upper hand. I felt kind of confident going in, but I wasn't quite expecting what Darth Vader could do. I guess maybe I spread out my damage way too much. He ran Darth Vader and Maul up to the, I guess from my perspective, up to the top. So off to one of the sides of... so I guess I spread my dudes out. I tried to control more points than he could because I had more figures. But I didn't get enough damage. I kind of focused on Maul first a little bit, but there were a few times I couldn't really get a shot on him, so I had to maybe just go for Vader. And then also was able to get some shots on Palpatine. He used Palpatine to sit on the terminal. So he wasn't getting any really extra
attacks
from Palpatine.
Huh.
But Darth Vader and Maul were just able to pick off my guys, and at the end it kind of was my ADTP in the ADDP in the middle, and Darth Vader was able to come up and just swing a few times and take him out. So yeah, I ended up losing that one 40-23. So yeah, it was unexpected and very interesting list. I'm pretty sure he had Zillow in there and a few other things. Of course, he had to have what's it called? Temporary Alliance to bring in Maul.
Yeah, he also had he had Unshakable, and I think he also had Rule by Fear.
Okay, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So, I mean, his list is so interesting because, he would have had Temp Alliance. Would add Zillow. No, he didn't have a Rule by Fear. He just had Unshakable. But the thing about that is Dustin's a really good player. And when I saw his list, at first I was like, four activations. But the more I thought about it, I'm like, here's the thing. A lot, like all of those guys, if they get in your grill, that's, figures that if they get in your grill or if they're able to pick people off, you're going to fall behind the damage curve really fast on those guys because they're so hard to remove, right? The Inquisitor's super fast. He's overpriced, but like he's still really quick. He's got five speed, 15 health, and obviously Vader is Vader. And Maul and Palp are both tough to take down. So if you get spread out and you start losing figures, man, you're gonna have a hard time.
Yeah, it was rough, but yeah, overall I had a good time even though I went 1-3. But yeah, a few close games and and a few card draws, it could have been quite different.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about, what are your thoughts in terms of your thoughts on your list? If you were to coming back and doing like the tournament over again, would you have made changes to your list? What do you think, what do you think is the way forward?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the elite sentries pulled their weight enough. I mean, they can shoot pretty far, but I think I was trying to use them as objective runners, maybe I shouldn't have. I think I might change them to another set of elite jet troopers. And then I'd have a few extra points to use. So maybe even bring back Rule by Fear to make sure I get some good command cards.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the start too. So
are you running cards like Grenadier or I assume you have Call the Vanguard?
Yeah, Grenadier in there. I had Call the Vanguard. What's another Overrun is great with the Jets.
Great card.
And what's that one? Fuel Upgrade.
Also great card.
That one's really good. So, yeah, especially if because of the Fuel Upgrade, that only works with the DP and the Jets. So that doesn't really work with the Sentries. So switching that out would probably make that card even better, too, if I switched them out for the Jet Droids.
Gives you some stronger... I've never thought of that, but that synergy with Fuel Upgrade, ATDP, and Elite Jets, man, that could get bonkers.
Yeah, so they can use the vehicle and the droid cards. So, yeah, a lot of the vehicle droid cards, yeah, you can use. So I think Repair, does that work on droids as well?
I think so. I believe it does.
Yeah, so, of course, I was running Repair, too, but I don't think I ever drew it the whole tournament.
So what is the point?
Yeah.
So what is the meta like in Phoenix? Like, what do most people run?
We have a lot of Imperial players, but we had a mix of Rebels, too. We had some guys who went to the first Worlds, and they did really well with some Rebel Sab lists. So they really like the Rebel Saboteurs. They still get see some play around here.
I'm a big fan of Sabs. I think, like, Sabs are... They die too quick. They've got so many problems. But they're spies with heavy weapons, which I think are just two classes that are just going to keep getting better. So I wish they were, like, a point cheaper at 6 points for the health that you're getting with their attacks. I wish they were a little bit cheaper. And their lack of a reroll is kind of a problem because, I mean, that yellow dice is not inconsistent.
Yeah, it'd be nice if
it's
they
just
had
bad, right? Yeah, exactly. So you have to put targeting. I put targeting computer on them most of the time. So then they're 8 points, right? And it's just not quite enough. But I love Rebel Sabs.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, we had a little tournament on Thursday. I think the majority of people were Imperial players. There were two Vaders. And there's only one Rebel guy. But yeah, we like a lot of Taro around here too, Captain Taro. But we also had, we don't seem to get too many of like the super meta lists, but we get a lot of people trying lots of fun stuff. So we had someone with a ton of spies, and then someone was running just all melee, like Guardians and all melee, just to try it out, see how well it did.
That's awesome.
I think he did all right with it too. So anyway, yeah, it's a good group.
That's cool. I think I like when local metas kind of develop their own diverse things in terms of, like, someone really likes Rebel Sabs, right? And someone really likes Captain Taro. Because I think the problem is it's not quite as much this way with Imperial Assault as it is with something like X-Wing. But there's this tendency to just have, like, a meta takeover where people hear about something that's good, like Ugnaughts or Vader, or IG, I guess, is another good example. And, like, everyone just thinks, oh, that's the best figure, I need to play it, right? Which is not always the case. Most of the time, it's just, like, there's this newness factor, like, especially with something like Ugnaughts, where you're just not certain how it is that you're going to beat it. You don't know how to beat it, and because of that, it enjoys, like, above-average success. You know, which is cool because then everyone figures it out eventually. But it's also really cool when metas just do their own thing, right? And so someone says, oh, my gosh, yeah, I found this one thing that is just really, really cool and fun and something I really like to do. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And we even had someone recently running a set of the Royal Guards. Yeah. When Ugnaughts came out, he paired up Imperial Guards and he had, I guess he needed a temporary alliance to bring in an Ugnaught. But round one, he dropped the Ugnaught and then kill it. So start out with two focused Royal Guards.
Okay, that's awesome. That is awesome.
So that was fun. And he might even started using that with Captain Taro in a list. But yeah, that was an interesting combo
that's cool. He
came up with. So it was fun.
That's a really cool idea, actually. I really like that. We'll have to give that a spin. So, what's your next tournament big thing that you're going to?
I'm still undecided, but I may go out to there's regional in New Mexico in February. So, just a few more weeks.
Do you think you'll be taking something similar to like your elite sentries for E-Jets and take that list out?
I might, or maybe even change the ADTP for Vader.
Yeah, I mean,
he's just great.
He is great. I mean, he's so solid, and when you don't know what to do against him, he just does a ton of work, so
mm-hmm.
that's really, really
either cool. have to focus him down or just kind of ignore him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, that's exactly it. Like, if you're not going to invest all of your points in killing him, then you just got to leave him alone. So then you've got this 16 health, red, yellow guy, like, eating up your line, and you're just desperately trying to kill all of his other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that is...
Or hope you can get more points on the objectives or something.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to really race ahead. So, yeah, Vader is definitely an awesome figure, and I'm glad he's seeing so much play. That's just great. Well, cool. Craig, well, do you have any other concluding thoughts? Anything else you want to share?
No, I think that's it for now.
Perfect. All right. Well, we want to thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We want to thank everybody for listening, downloading the podcast. Please give us reviews on iTunes and join us on the Slack channel. Send us an email, designsfinestia@gmail.com. We would love to have you. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.